Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45.
Welcome to the show, folks. Went a little far into my song there. I was lining something up for you here on the Trump Phenomenon. That's the name of this show, Trump Phenomenon, here on, is this the last day? Yes, it is. January 31st, 2021. I'm James Kelso, your host. We have 2 hours of fun and frolics as we observe the crushing of our nation. So we'll talk about that during these 2 hours, and you're welcome to participate. Where we got it? Here it is. It's not on that mouse pad. Where's the mouse pad that has the phone number on it? Kelso, what did you do with the mouse pad? Anyway, I'll have that for you in just a moment. You can call in, and the engineer is going to give it to me in just a second. He'll give me the phone number. What, maybe it's on this one. No? Yeah. Somehow I managed to lose a mouse pad. But call in with your wisdom and your insights here at our Round Rock, Texas studio. I'm not there. That's where the Republic Broadcasting Network is located. That's where you send your support. I'm up here in Paraway, North Dakota. And through the fast disappearing miracle of the internet, yes, we'll talk about that in today's show, because that's what the left is doing as they crush our nation, as they crush our people. They want to take the internet away from you. They want to take any means of communication that you and I have, take it away from you. These people are monsters. They're tyrants. If you want to talk about that, it's 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. Now, what I will endeavor to do in these 2 hours is find little tidbits of good news that I can find and buck up your spirits with those, and my own as well. But let's see, what have we missed here? We've got the preliminaries. Yes, we've identified the show, and now we can launch into the show. And I want to, the highlight for me this week, I like to bring that to you when we meet up. Like last week, I brought you my highlight, which was the Lou Dobbs show last weekend, in which he called for the expulsion from the political, the Republican Party of Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell, and Liz Cheney. All three of them. Lou Dobbs said they got to go. These are rhinos, all three of them. It was wonderful. It was music to our ears. And so that was a highlight. I've got a new highlight for you this week. It comes from Peter Navarro, one of our heroes, one of the giants who has been with Donald Trump from the get-go, has never wavered in his loyalty to the Trump movement, and is one of the inspirers of the Trump movement, Peter Navarro. So I'll be bringing you some commentary from Peter Navarro that he gave yesterday on another great, one of the remaining great Fox shows, Jeanine Pirro's Saturday Show, which is the top-rated cable news show on Saturdays. And well, so I'll share that with you, and it'll surely encourage you to hear this. I almost fell off the couch when I heard this from Peter Navarro. So I don't want to keep it from you very long, as that would be unfair. 512-248-8252. That's the phone number if you want to call in. Okay, let's jump right to Peter Navarro. Now, who is Peter Navarro? You know who Jeanine Pirro is. I hope most of you know who Peter Navarro is. If you don't, that's okay. The lamestream media never publicizes him. They don't want him to ever have the microphone. They don't want you to ever have the microphone. They don't want you to be able to call in a number like that 512 number I just gave you. They don't want you to have any audience or means of communicating with fellow patriots at all. They want to strip all our communication away. And this week, they even tried to strip away your ability to even buy a stock or bond or sell it. I mean, that was just something out of you know, the Twilight Zone. At Robinhood, they actually closed trading on GameStop and maybe other stocks. That's unheard of. But shut it down. Shut it down. That's what the left is trying to do. And, of course, the person they want to shut down is Donald Trump. They want Donald Trump exiled. They want him banished. They want him never to be heard from again. They want him to disappear, go away. They don't want you to have any connection with Donald Trump. So that's one of the things we'll remedy here. That's one of the things we do. All right, so let's go to Peter Navarro. Who is Peter Navarro? Well, my favorite credential for Peter Navarro is he is the author of the book with the, I don't know, the most resounding title in years, Death by, can you finish the phrase? Great book by Peter Navarro. Death by what? China. What a title. And I don't remember what year that book came out. Was it 2016 or, well, we'll look it up here in just a moment, folks, and I'll bring that back to you. But it's a book that people want to have in their library, Death by China. So Peter Navarro, he wrote that before he became an integral part of the Trump team. And then Donald Trump read the book, admires the man, hired him and made him his principal trade negotiator in dealing with, and what trade today means what? Trade with China. Doesn't mean trade with Austria or, you know, Belgium. It means trade with China. And so Peter Navarro was writing these hard-hitting deals, hard-hitting Trump policies, realistic truth-telling, patriotic, America-first policies for trade with China. He did that for 4 years. Donald Trump was the first person. Peter Navarro, just being a genius and a great author, but that gives him just – that's just the power of an author – Donald Trump made Peter Navarro an important, powerful political figure by making him the head of the trade program at the Trump movement. Anyway, let's listen to Peter Navarro. He's being interviewed on the Jeanine Pirro show yesterday. This, to me, is the highlight clip of the week. Here he is. All righty. And now I'm going to cut in a little early and let Jeanine segue it into Peter Navarro.
To the people that are laid off.
That's crazy. The illegal soon, too. All right, coming up, President Biden preaches unity, but his actions do just the opposite. So which of his recent moves threatens to divide America more than ever before? Peter Navarro joins me next to answer that. The Biden power trip hit peak velocity this week with over 42 executive orders and actions signed so far. Here's White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki defending his blatant overreach.
In terms of executive actions, he also ran with a commitment to take steps immediately to address the pain and suffering that the American people were feeling.
Let's pause that right there. Now, you've seen this lady on your TV, Jen Psaki. Apparently, that's how it's pronounced, but it's spelled P-S, silent P, P-S-A-K-I, Psaki. Rhymes with a Japanese drink. And she looks like she may actually be a natural redhead. I don't know. But there she is in her pink pantsuit and her turquoise beads as the Biden's press secretary. Now, this woman is really, you know, she's typical of the Biden administration. I mean, how do you know she's lying? Her lips are moving. So this, she's really a something to behold. You know, we've got the Trump phenomenon, but now we have the Biden phenomenon. Biden, and this will be a theme of something we talk about today. We've gone, folks, from heaven to hell. We have a political whiplash. We have gone from the best president in American history to the absolute worst. My kid was asking me in the car, worse than Obama? Yes. Joe Biden is worse than Obama. That's saying a lot. And of course, it's kind of a twofer there because Biden was part of the Obama administration. He's worse than he himself was. It's deja vu, as Yogi Berra would say. It's deja vu all over again. How the heck did this happen? We've got Joe Biden back. What's that movie, the horror movie with that little kid with hits his stick in his hand, Chucky? Chucky's back. And he's going to beat the tar out of you and the American economy and our nation and our freedoms. He's going to beat the tar out of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And Jen Psaki is all there with him to do that. And, of course, he needs a press spokeswoman because he needs to stay away from microphones. But now let's continue. Here we go. We're building here to Peter Navarro, who's still part of the Trump team. The core of the Trump team is still – here's the good news I'm going to build towards. The Trump team, people like Stephen Miller, Peter Navarro, the core of the Trump team is still around Trump. And it's turned more into a lean and mean political machine that Donald Trump has going, because the rhinos, the fakes, the phonies, and that's what we're going to talk about in a moment. We're going to talk about one of the biggest phonies that Trump ran into. Just a second. They have fallen away by and large. So, the phonies have departed. And now we're down to the real Trumpians. And so that's good news. Here she is, Jen Psaki.
Leave it to the Dems to exploit a crisis for power. Here with reaction, former White House trade advisor under President Trump, Peter Navarro. All right, good evening, Peter. What's with this explosion of executive actions?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is fire Bill Barr. Trump should have done that 2 months earlier. And here's why. We had 30 executive orders teed up in the last 60 days of this administration. We couldn't get them through the Justice Department. I couldn't figure it out. Now I know why.
Now, let me play that for you one more time in case you missed what Peter Navarro just said. This is real important. It's the key quote of the week. Let me go back here. Let me figure out how to move the timetable back. Doing my own engineering here, so amateur hour. Okay, here he is. Listen carefully to what Peter Navarro says, because this is from the inside. This is a man who sat right at the elbow of Donald Trump. This is the man who formulated policy with Donald Trump. This is the key guy on the key nation, the dictatorship of China.
This is for power. Here with reaction, former White House trade advisor under President Trump, Peter Navarro. All right, good evening, Peter. What's with this explosion of executive actions?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is fire Bill Barr. Trump should have done that 2 months earlier. And here's why. We had 30 executive orders teed up in the last 60 days of this administration. We couldn't get them through the Justice Department. I couldn't figure it out. Now I know why. Bill Barr was officially the first attorney general for Joe Biden.
Wow. You heard it right here, folks. Bill Barr was unofficially the first attorney general for Joe Biden. That's them's powerful words. And remember, when he talks about the last 60 days, that's after the vote was stolen. The election was stolen on November 3rd. So November 3rd to December 3rd to January 3rd. And if you'll remember, Bill Barr, now notice that Navarro said he should have fired Bill Barr sooner. Okay, now what does that mean? That means Bill Barr got fired. Now, it wasn't announced that way. Bill Barr said he was resigning early. And he said that about, 2 weeks before January 20th. So Navarro and Donald Trump had 30 great executive orders ready to go, ready to sign, ready to launch. And apparently part of the procedure is you run them through the Justice Department, their legal staff and all of that. They have to green light the executive order. At least that's the practice. Now, as it turns out, maybe they shouldn't have followed that practice. Maybe they should have just said to hell with that and just winged it. But they're expecting, this is Donald Trump's attorney general. So check it out. Check the legalese out, et cetera, et cetera. If we need to make any modifications, et cetera, et cetera. Let us, but these would be just details and get it back to us. You would expect a quick turnaround. So what happened? Here's what we're finding out. Bill Barr was a traitor. And this is going to be a theme of this show. We'll talk about it. The rhinos that Donald Trump had to deal with for 4 years. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendabite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you lying soul and soul.
Yes, you lying so-and-so. And who are we talking about? What lying so-and-so are we talking about today? Bill Barr. Yes, Bill Barr. So let's go back. I'm going to play more of Peter Navarro here. And let's the. I don't know how he may pronounce his name Navarro. I don't know. Janine is pronouncing it Navarro. I want to always pronounce somebody's name the way they themselves provide. Pronounce it, unless, of course, we're talking about Camel Nose Harris, and then I want to pronounce her first name any old which way comes to mind, like Camel Nose, or any which way except her official way, which is, let me try to remember it, what is her official way of, you have to say her name the right way, Kamala, and as in Camelot, Kamala. And I love when she was being sworn in, what's her face, Sotomayor, mispronounced, said Kamala. Do you, Kamala Harris, you know, solemnly swear? She, you can see Camel Nose Harris, her face, squinched up into a wince and a angry look when Sotomayor mispronounced her name. Oh, I love it. And of course, Camel Nose Harris mispronounces her own name. There are plenty of tape, you know, tape moments where she calls herself Kamala. The way the wrestler, there was a wrestler, Kamala, I forget his name, from Uganda, called himself the, whatever it was, the Uganda Beast or something like this. Kamala. Oh, and his name, I think, was Kamala Harris, actually. She's pronounced her name that way many times, but, you know, oh, no, you've got to pronounce her name just the way she says. Anyway, so let's go back to Peter Navarro, and then we're going to go, we've got teed up here. We've got, let me just go back in my timeline here to Marcus in Ohio, in Idaho, you're next coming up. And so let's listen to Peter Navarro for just a moment here.
And but that on top of not indicting anybody, Comey, Page, Strzok, all those folks. But here's the thing with these executive orders. It's politics as usual. When Donald Trump gets elected in a landslide in 2024, he's going to roll out the same kind of executive orders to roll things back. But
Did that sink in, folks? These are gems coming from Peter Navarro. Now, remember, our communication line to Donald Trump has been cut off. So when you get information from Peter Navarro, you're getting it right from Trump Central. So did you hear what he just said? Let it sink in, because the lamestream media is trying to prevent you from getting this information. Peter Navarro just said, when Donald Trump wins by a landslide in 2024. Okay? But Peter Navarro is not a guy just shooting his mouth off. So that's right from Trump Central. Donald Trump does intend to win by a landslide in 2024. So, folks, get ready for the long slog. Get ready for – how good are you at swimming underwater? Have you been managed to swim the length of your longest pool in your town underwater like a Navy SEAL? Because that's what we're going to have to do. For 4 years, folks, we're going to be swimming underwater. You're going to have to hold your breath. And so, well, it's going to be a little different than it was in those four glorious years with Donald Trump as our president. He still is our president. We elected him again in 2020. But so let's go back to recap that. He just said, let me play it back for you. I know I'm doing this over again, but we got little tidbits, little crumbs, folks, not little crumbs, little seconds of information that get through the media blockade. And thanks to the great Jeanine Pirro for getting this to us. We would not have heard this. I would not have heard this. You would not have heard this. I would have not gotten the straight skinny on Bill Barr. And not a very skinny guy, is he? And I wouldn't have gotten this hot piece of news on Trump running in 2024. But we're not for Jeanine Pirro booking Peter Navarro, who the media, they want him blacklisted and banished to Siberia. Or maybe to the current worst place to go is Western Chinese province, where they have millions of people in concentration camps. That's where they want Peter Navarro to go, to a Chinese concentration camp. And they want him to suffer death by China. Here it is. Listen to him saying it again.
Joe Biden. And that on top of not indicting anybody, Comey, Page, Strzok, all those folks. But here's the thing. With these executive orders, it's politics as usual. When Donald Trump gets elected in a landslide in 2024, he's going to roll out the same kind of executive orders to roll things back. But here's my beef, Judge. What Biden is doing is dismantling all of the Buy American orders that I personally worked in on behalf of the communist Chinese. Two of them, one with infrastructure for our bulk power system, and another one in terms of extending financing to the states, our American taxpayers are going to be buying more Chinese stuff.
Okay, now remember, Peter Navarro is the guy. Numero uno, he is the man who wrote the Trump policies and orders on China. So very important what he just said there. Joe Biden, in the first 10 days of his illegitimate presidency, stolen presidency, he is, you can't believe the, you know, the gall of this guy. He can't even wait a week. He can't even wait a month to line up those orders for Chinese control of our power grid and Chinese, the reestablishment of Chinese hegemony in American trade. He can't even wait 1 week. And this is something I'm going to try to, you know, I may be whistling past the graveyard, but I'm hoping that this inability of the demon rats to constrain themselves, their inability to hold themselves back even for a week, may be their undoing. They may be shooting themselves in the foot. And so let me continue. Let me play a little more of Peter Navarro, and then we're going to go to Marcus. Thank you for waiting patiently there. We're going to put Marcus on Idaho on. Hang on.
So I'm not happy with all of that. And I think what Joe Biden really needs to do is focus now on China. In 2017, Judge, Xi Jinping, the president of China, sent a high, hard one right at the head of Donald J. Trump. Trump struck back immediately and peace was restored through strength. This week, Xi Jinping has challenged Joe Biden. Joe Biden has blinked in this Jen Psaki. There's a new drinking game. Every time Jen Psaki says strategic patience, which is code word for appeasement, yeah, have some sake.
Peter Navarro, you can always count on you for some good comments. Anyway, thanks so much for being with us tonight. And up next, why are the Democrats forcing the National Guard to stay in D.C. while ignoring the Antifa riots? Charles?
Okay, that was another good segment that she had yesterday. So that was the highlight for me of the week, was Peter Navarro. I'll pronounce it the way Jeanine Pirro pronounces it now. And his book, I Was Wrong, by the way, Death by China, came out in 2011. That's the first time I ever heard Donald Trump was in 2011 at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, in Washington, D.C. That was the first time I ever heard Donald Trump live. That's the year Peter Navarro brought out Death by China. And that's, by the way, that's what we face, folks. That's not a hyperbolic title, Death by China. That's what Xi Jinping has planned for you and your loved ones. Let's go to Marcus in Idaho. Let me find him here. Marcus, are you there?
Sam, sir.
Well, thank you for calling. And what's on your mind?
Well, quite a lot, but I'll try to condense it down. Of course, 21st century quote, the pen is mightier than Biden. so, yeah, whatever.
Okay, that's good.
You know, with China, with all the stuff that we, this is incredible. When you think of raw materials get sent over to China, over thousands of miles over the sea, get trucked.
Oh, and by
over,
the way, don't let me interrupt you, but Marcus, keep your thought. Don't let me distract you. Yes, raw materials get sent to China. Guess what they get sent in, folks? They get sent in giant mega cargo ships owned by Mitch McConnell and his wife Elaine Chao of China.
Yeah, that's and Facebook, Zucker also has a Chinese wife, so you think they're compromised a little bit. But anyway, you know, it's all the raw materials that get sent over there. All of the they get slave labor over there creating it, and then sent back here. So all the money, huge amounts of fuel that are sent, shipping that over and shipping it back, and then we're buying it for pennies or dollars, cheap stuff. It's ridiculous. This is something that people are really not looking into. The things that we're buying from China are should be about 10 times what we're paying for them. And
yes,
it's not
good. I know you know this, Marcus, so pardon me again for interrupting you, but Marcus surely knows this, folks, and most of you as well. For the Chinese, you see, this is part of what we're dealing with. We're not dealing with trade with China. We're dealing with warfare. And so from China's point of view, Xi Jinping and the Communist Party, which owns everything in China, every last blade of grass in China is owned and controlled totally by the Communist Party of China. The price of an item in America is, it's not like a trade relationship. If you own a company, if you exist in the real world of honest trade, you can't sell something for less than it costs you to make it. So you don't. But for the Chinese, that's not a factor. They can sell something for any price they want, because their goal is, if you run a business, you have to be able to pay your employees, so you have to make something of a profit. But for the Chinese, they make enormous profits, but they don't have to. They can dump steel, for example, at half the price it costs them to produce it. Why? Because it's warfare. They want to crush American steel mills, shut them down.
Is it warfare, but it's also our country is paying them. So they're being given billions of dollars to do this. So they've already got their money. They don't need to. I mean, whatever happens, they've already got it.
Yeah, but man, let me just add this in here, Marcus, because it's scary, it's depressing, but maybe there's hope at the end of this tunnel. For the Chinese folks, this is what Peter Navarro has pointed out. The important dynamic is this: Xi Jinping, as the absolute tyrant over 1.4 billion Chinese, he has 1.4 billion slaves. This is slave labor. Now, it doesn't matter that some of them are billionaires. They are billionaires only with the permission of Xi Jinping and the Communist Party. And if they step out of line, if these so-called billionaires step out of line, they just get disappeared. A number of them have just vanished because they did something to offend the Communist Party of China. But the point being, folks, that they don't... If you have 1.4 billion, I mentioned that if you run a commercial business, you have to pay your employees, and they aren't going to work. They aren't your slaves. You have to compete for their labor. Xi Jinping doesn't have to do that. He has 1.4 billion with a B slaves. So he can make anything now that he's stolen all of our technology. He has every bit of it, everything. He can make anything.
And they've also got that. And they've also got the credit score, so anytime you step out of line, you can be shut down. So you have to toe the line.
The social credit score.
Yep. Yeah.
You saw the story in
control.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So I'm saying you are totally controlled if you're in China. If you're a little person trying to pick up coal from some sort of hill nearby to heat your home because you're getting paid 50 cents a day, whatever, they can totally destroy you anytime. And that's the scary thing, is that's what's come down to America. Right now, we are, the government and the corporations are crushing the conservatives. They're coming down on us
hard. Yeah, we're being crushed. Yeah.
It hasn't happened totally yet, but it is happening. What's even worse is that is just a precursor and a test plate for what they're going to do to Christians, which is coming next.
Now, let me fill in my own, blah, blah, add my unsolicited commentary to the great things you just said there, Marcus. Yes, folks, we're getting Chinesed. We are that the masks that you're being forced to wear, the schools that your kids can't attend, not that you'd want to attend them, they're so bad. And I'll have a thought on that in a moment. But that we're being Chinesed. We're being broken. We're being smashed. The Chinese, I mean, this is really amazing. And people like Mitch McConnell, who made all his millions, where did he get his millions of dollars? He's rich. Where did that money come from? James Chow, the father of Elaine Chow, gave, I forget what the total was, it's something like $25 million, just gave it to old Mitch baby years ago. And the I don't know how Mitch McConnell met Elaine Chao, but is Elaine Chao another Fang Fang? You know, how did Fang Fang run into Eric Swalwell in California there? The Chinese are operating a fleet of women all over America whose job is to, like heat-seeking missiles, zero in on powerful Americans and get them in bed and then compromise them. So, yeah, that we do have that. And now you go ahead, Marcus.
Oh, well, no, I was just thinking when you were saying that, I was thinking of Natasha and Boris. You know, Natasha, the femme fatale from Russia, which is coming to our system. It seems like that's the same thing that's happening with the Chinese.
Oh yeah, and you made a point. Here's an important point, Mark. You made an important point. No one in China, no one, not one person has any freedom. Not one person. The everybody in China is a slave to the Communist Party system. The including actually Xi Jinping. Xi Jinping, if he stopped being a good communist, they'd get rid of him. So it's a slave nation. But now it's worse than that, because all the Chinese outside of China, like Fang Fang, who got back into China, but when Fang Fang was bang-banging Eric Swalwell, she was not a free person. She was totally under the thumb, under the screws of the Communist Chinese Party. And so all these Chinese, we have of more than 300,000 Chinese high-tech engineering students in the United States every year. Every year, they're here. They're not here.
Unfortunately, we also have people from Israel in the same.
I'm not going with that, Marcus. Nope. That's a red herring there. Nope. The threat to us is not Israel. The threat to us is China. And I'm going to say, no, Marcus, I don't mean to chide you here. I guess I am, though. This is the dead end that some of that the reason that the Trump movement didn't happen 10 years ago, 20 years ago, is that and I know what I'm talking about here, is that we have a dead end line in on the right that the left loves. The SPLC loves it. The ADL loves it. The FBI loves
Jared
it,
Kushner.
Which
making was a
Israel
traitor.
No. Jared Kushner is not a traitor, and Jared Kushner is not the problem. But you see, here's the problem, Marcus, and I want to say this to you as gently as I can. All right, that maybe you don't see what's going on here. What Donald Trump did, and he still has it, and this is going to be the theme of today's show, is that Donald Trump, this movement that Donald Trump has created, must stick together. Now, that movement, not just the 75 million of us that voted for him, there were many, many more who, you know, didn't get a chance to vote, didn't vote. And there are many, many people in the too young to vote. The Trump movement is 100 million people. Now, Trump has welded together that movement of people. Now, why didn't that happen before Trump? What is Trump doing differently? What are some of the things he's doing differently? Why did the right wing movements of the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, the 2000s, the 2010s. Why did it never go anywhere? Never. It never got off the ground. One reason was, one of the messages being put out is that Israel is our problem, or that Jewish people are our problem. That what
it was
what
also
that
because
did,
the left wasn't as crazy as it is now.
Well, I mean, but let me finish my point.
Have...
I know, yeah, Marcus, I know what I'm talking about. Those 100 million Americans that love Donald Trump, and that's what they chant. We love Trump. We love you. And the next rally, I assure you, the next Trump rally is going to include those people. And there will be plenty of Jewish people in that rally. People like Stephen Miller, Donald Trump's top speechwriter, a good Jewish boy from Santa Monica, California, my own hometown, the Santa Monica High School. Okay, there will be, and Donald Trump will be cheered in Israel. He is the most popular man in Israel. Here's one thing that, and let me get to my point. I talk too much, so you never hear my point. My point is this: the growth or the birth of a Trump movement, of a right wing conservative America First movement, has been poisoned. It's been poisoned. It's been prevented from happening.
It's been poisoned by its leaders. That's the problem.
Well, but hang on. But
the
hang on.
I know.
I know guys who really well. More better than I want to even say on the air. I know people who have put out this message. Oh, it's the Jews is the problem. Oh, it's Israel is the problem. And here's the problem with that. That creates an incredible problem. That message. America doesn't like that message. That 100 million member Trump movement doesn't like that message at all. And anybody who puts that message out, I can tell you this. Now, Donald Trump doesn't believe that message. That's for sure. But if Donald Trump were to tomorrow put out that message that our problem, ladies and gentlemen, is Israel, and we got some bad Jewish actors. If he put that message out, the Trump movement would be over, dead, done, stick a fork in it, gone, finished forever. In one day, in one single day. Now, that there's no danger of that happening because Donald Trump is not any secret anti-Semite or secret, Israel laster. He's not. He loves Israel. The Patriot Jews that are part of his team, like Mark Levin, like Michael Savage, like Stephen Miller, they are his close comrades, and so he's not faking it. He's popular in Israel for a darn good reason. The Israelis love him. Now, what I'm trying to say here, Marcus, is that while all this wrong messaging has been going out, that China is our enemy. Chinese communism is about to roll over us. And Donald Trump is the first man. He put together the movement all by himself. And by the way, let me point out the backstabbing that's going on again. Some of the idiots who went into the Capitol, total idiots, they're now their defense that they're offering in court. These are people of no loyalty whatsoever, no character whatsoever. They're saying, Donald Trump, I was just responding to Donald Trump's call to invade the Capitol. They're actually saying that in court now. They're filing their papers on that basis. These are idiots, morons, to go into the Capitol, to actually trespass on the Capitol. You had to be a moron. Donald Trump didn't call for people to go into the Capitol. The possibility of that never occurred to his good nature. It never occurred to him. And when he was standing there speaking on the Ellipse to a crowd of 500,000 people, these idiots, and by the way, some of these idiots are the people that have kept the right small, have killed the right, have killed the Patriot movement with their stupid Hitler message. Their dumb, stupid Hitler message has killed the expansion of a movement of patriots. Donald Trump finally cleaned out the stables. But here's the point. He's speaking on the Ellipse, and these idiots, with the help, now this is getting a little complicated here, folks, but let me tell you, the way this stuff works, it's very complex.
with the help of the FBI. These Hitler lovers are loved by the FBI. They're the FBI's dream come true. Because they know that if you get a guy to go out there and say Zig Heil, you kill whatever activity might have been starting to happen. You kill it when you get some idiot to put on a swastika armband and go Zig Heil. It's put a fork in it. It's dead. It's finished with Americans. Only a tiny infinitesimal number of a few hundred, maybe a couple thousand unbalanced Americans will respond to that message. And that's what the far right has been for half a century for that reason. Now, here we are at the bottom of the mine. Stay with us, Marcus. We'll be right back, folks.
And everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We're back, folks. I got Marcus on the line, and I'm going through a point I make periodically on this show. It's something I know a lot about, and I know whereof I speak. That if you want to kill, Donald Trump created this incredible movement, this huge movement that none of the Hitler crowd ever created anything
with a movement of any more than 500 people. I can tell you that for sure. And but it only takes a few of them to kill a movement of 100 million people. Because the media, this is where the FBI comes in. They'll sponsor this stuff. They'll provide the materials to some whack job who wants to engage in a false flag activity planned by the FBI. They will use wackos to destroy the right. And now, but this is what Donald Trump has brought out so clearly. I always thought, even to me, I didn't realize how bad it was. I thought the FBI had buried inside the FBI lots of good, honest, you know, ex-military men and ex-police officers of patriotic, you know, fiber, you know, the salt of the earth of America, that this was, you know, inside the FBI. No, no, wrong, Kelso. The FBI is lock, stock, and barrel owned by the left. And it is a tool of the Democrat Party. That's what now, and I'll get onto this theme in this show. Bill Barr illustrates it. Bill Barr is part of that. Donald Trump has had to face this monster, which will, well, but let me finish off with this point, Marcus, because what you did right there, and I don't want to be mean to you, okay, but we have a great point going that China is about to destroy America. And then what you drag in is you drag in Israel. Oh, and Israel, China and Israel. It's wrong, Marcus. You're wrong. That's not what's going on. And
you have the Mossad.
Marcus, let me ask you a question. Marcus, let me ask you a question. How many evangelicals are there in the United States?
Million.
I'll give you the answer. 85 million. 85 million. Okay. What percentage of the Trump movement is evangelicals? These are rhetorical questions. It's huge, or as Donald Trump would say, huge. Okay. Without the evangelical movement. Let me finish. Without the evangelical movement, the Trump movement doesn't even get started, doesn't even get out the door. Now, let me finish, because people need to remember this. What is I don't know how familiar you are with evangelicals, but how do evangelicals across the board, all of them, every one of them, what is the attitude of evangelicals to the nation of Israel? What is their attitude?
It's not every one of them.
Well, okay. The exceptions prove the rule. I don't know of an evangelical. Okay, but
Mossad and the CIA are like in the same book.
No. Marcus, I'll answer my own questions here right after the break. But stay tuned, folks. I'm going to answer my own question. How many evangelicals, what's their attitude toward Israel? I'll tell you right after the break.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. but do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting.